The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Good morning and welcome to your Wealth Class on Radio 1 103.5 FM. Reaching you live from the city of Lagos, I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. I do hope you are a part of this crusade already. Please remind someone now, let them tune to 103.5 FM now. There's talk of Oando PLC that has been on suspension since October 17, 2017 was lifted yesterday. The suspension was almost immediately placed on the stock again. I am suspecting a power play. Meanwhile, the board of directors of that same company, Oando, met according to a report released to the market yesterday to approve the audited accounts. We are asked to wait till May to see the results. Despite the approval, controversial Japur Oil PLC released its audited reports also yesterday. The key takeaway are decline in turnover, 3.2 billion naira loss after tax, 2 naira 10 kobo negative earnings per share. Despite this woeful result, the price of the stock was up 7.55% to close at 57 kobo. As the market grew by 0.86% yesterday, major gainers include Learn Africa 9.43%, Unity Bank 8.70%, Mobil 7.56%, and Japur 7.56%. Also, others are Honeywell, Flower, Africa Prudential, and International Breweries PLC, among 21 other gainers for yesterday. See an iLeasing, Resta, Better Glass, and UCAP led other 15 stocks on the losers chart for yesterday. So for today, stocks to watch include Zenith. Let those that are selling the stock of Zenith continue to do so, but keep tab on it. I'm very sure in the medium term, Zenith is such a stock that's going to pay you so well. Wema and Afriprude. Nigerian Breweries is paying all of its profit after tax as dividend. But guess what? The management of the organization believes that the business is solid enough and will continue to do well in the medium term to generate cash. I will be right back.
The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. I'm fortunate this morning to have another professional in the business of share registration in Nigeria with me in the studio. He is the head business development division of First Registrars and Investors Services Limited. His name is Yahaya Lawal. Good morning, Mr. Lawal.
Good morning, Mr. Obabolujo.
Thank you for being with us this morning. Let us take one integral part of our trade, investment in stocks, which is the issue of unclaimed dividend. How bad is this situation?
Thank you very much. For now, a lot has been done, especially in the market of share registration, in order to reduce the issue of unclaimed dividend. Before now, there has been a lot of issues relating to unclaimed dividend, and so many reasons could be adduced to this. One of it is shareholders changing their address without informing the registrars. Some shareholders are late, the registrar does not know about that, and so many other factors like non-delivery of dividend warrant then to the shareholders. But thank God, with a lot of innovations in the market, things have changed. Like now, apart from the instruction given by the Security and Energy Commission that all shareholders should embrace what we call e-dividend. Before then, we in first registrars, we always take the lead. We have introduced a lot of things just to ensure that shareholders get their dividend on time. One of it is what we call first dividend prepay card. As of today that I'm talking to you, I'm boast to say that no registrars in Nigeria as of today have such card. And why we came out with that idea then is the issue of banks not accepting dividend warrants into their savings accounts before the regulators now give it directives. That whether you have a current account or savings account, they should accept the warrants into that. With first dividend card, you don't even need to have an account at all before you claim your dividend. Whether you have current, whether you have savings, you claim your dividend with ease. When the dividend is paid, what we do is automatically the money will just go to that the first dividend card. And if you subscribe to any of our products, you get an alert that your first dividend card has been credited with so amount of money. Anywhere within Nigeria, you can claim your money with ease. Even is a EMV compliant in the ATM, you claim POS online, you claim your money with ease. So that is the essence of first dividend prepay card. But now the regulator has said that every shareholder should key him into e-dividend, which means they get their dividend through their bank account. That is why you see a lot of shareholders completing mandate form so that we can mandate their account. So you either get your dividend through banks or you get your dividend through for dividend paper.
Thank you, Mr. Lawal. And let me ask this question. It's very germane. Me, as Abayomi Obabolujo, I say I have quite a lot of dividend that I'm yet to claim. And I will tell you why. The reason is that while we entered the market then, we didn't have much money. So 5,000, 2,000, 10,000. Some of those dividends will come as 500 naira, 200 naira, 300 naira. And sometimes before they were even delivered, it will have stalled. So, and sometimes I might just be looking for one document. And I'll just see one 500 naira or 300 naira or 50 naira dividend. And the cost of having to transport myself and the efforts, I'll just look at it, how much is there. So I have a lot. What do I do to claim those dividends?
Thank you very much. If you have unclaimed dividend, irrespective of the number of years, as long as it is not statute barred, you know, an instrument, you know, turns to be statute barred after 12 years. So as long as it is still within the 12 years period, you can claim your dividend. What you need to do is, even if you are at far from where your registrar is located, Thank God, we in First Register, we have a lot of liaison offices. We have in Abuja, we have in Kaduna, we have in Enugu, we have in Ibadan, we have in Port Harcourt, and the head office here in Lagos. So you just look at those areas in the 6 geopolitical zones. Before now, we won't have in Kano, but because of a problem of insurgents, that's why we just temporarily closed the shut down the office. So you can just walk in there and they will attend to you. And you don't even need to go physically. You can do us a letter. By the time we get your letter, all we need is just to verify your signature, whether actually you are the real shareholder. The moment we get that, we look at our system. All the 55 naira, 500 naira you are talking about, we just aggregate them together. And as long as you have keyed into dividend, e-dividend, all your money will be paid directly into your bank account and you get an alert if you equally subscribe to one of our products that is called e-share notifiers.
The e-share notifiers, have you launched it?
Yes, it's already running. And a lot of shareholders are keyed into that.
How does it work?
Fine. With the payment of a token amount of 1,000 naira, you are given that access to our e-share notifier. And before we do that, we look at your signature, we give you the necessary things, you fill it. All the companies that we are handling as registrars, you'll be entitled to be getting information relating to their AGMs, to their dividend payment period, and any corporate actions of those companies. You'll be getting it just with the payment of 1,000 naira. 1,000 naira does not attach to just one particular company. It attached to all the companies under our stable.
Can we mention some of these companies? As many as you can remember immediately.
Yes, we can mention ABN Holdings,
yes.
Stanbic IBTC, right. Nigerian Breweries, okay. Oando PLC, and Fidelity Bank, MRS
Nigerian
Oil,
Breweries.
Friesland Campina, Honeywell, Flour Mill, and so many others.
This 1,000 naira covers for a year, I guess.
Yes, it covers you for a year. And before the expiration of that, we will have even sent a sort of a reminder that, okay, your money will get is getting to expiration period so that you can make a payment.
How do I effect payment?
Payment can be made through online, even through any bank. We have a bank because as we are sending you the message, we'll be telling you the bank account number to make the payment. And very soon, I don't want to disclose this, First Registrar will soon be coming out with another product.
Right.
We are going to eat the market.
Right. So, thank you so much. That is how far we can go today. But next week, Mr. Lawal, that is where we are going to be taking off. E-Notifier. I'm going to be asking you the process, e-share notifier. The process, how do I go about it? Probably somebody is in Ibadan. Somebody is in my village and they are getting to hear this. We are going to be looking at that by the grace of God next week. All right? So thank you so much, Mr. Lawal.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
This is how far we can go on this platform this morning by the grace of God. I'm going to be here again for another exciting package of this program. I'm very sure that you have enjoyed every bit of it today. It's not just buying and buying stocks. Having your dividend, claiming your dividend, and having ample information like what the e-share notifier will do for you is also part of the success process as far as equity investment is concerned. Thank you for your time. I'm Abayomi Obabolejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.